Orenthal James Simpson, one of the last things he ever sent to his fans was this.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. It's heard something real interesting today. You know, with 99 or whatever percent of people dying or the unvaccinated from the new COVID stuff, and over 90% of hospitalizations, especially in Florida, are among the unvaccinated. A female doctor was on this morning. She made the best analogy I've heard. She said that being vaccinated is like wearing your seatbelt, that it doesn't guarantee you won't get in an accident, but if you do, you have a much better chance of surviving. Hey, get your shots. I don't like wearing masks. And as you people who aren't getting the shots that has brought this mask thing back, I'm just saying.
Orenthal James Simpson passed away yesterday from turbo cancer. He was an advocate for the COVID-1984 vaccine. I wonder how many times he got boosted. And now he gone, ladies and gentlemen. He did. I don't know. I didn't take the vaccine. I'm still here. That's science for you. In 1995, Oprah Winfrey carried the O.J. Simpson verdict live on TV. She had a mixed audience of whites and blacks. This was their reaction.
In case number BA097211, we the jury in the above entitled action find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. Superior Court of the State of California.
You're hearing the shrieks, not of the whites in the crowd.
County of Los Angeles in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson. We the jury in the case number BA09.
Find him not guilty. And the only people who were dancing around looked a certain way.
If you promise that you will not ask me another question about the case.
I will never ask you again.
We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope. Did not do it.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
That's OJ wielding a knife, pretending to stab her to death. Going, eh, 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 eh. Yeah. What a sick guy. Here's a juror from the case admitting that 90% of the jury thought he committed the murder but set him free to stick it to Whitey.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of us.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
She doesn't know if it's right or not. She can't answer a simple question. But that's a member of the jury saying that, yes, because of Rodney King, that's why they acquitted Orenthal James Simpson. Pretty sick stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know. I'm not going to talk about OJ much longer, but I am going to tell you a quick story. Because I grew up, many of you know this, in LA County. And when I was a young lad in the public education indoctrination schools, this case was very big news to us. In fact, imagine this. Imagine gathering the entire school into the cafeteria wheeling in the biggest television that you could. Remember when those televisions, the big square boxy ones, were on wheels? And you would wheel those things around from room to room. This was a total 90s thing. And then imagine broadcasting live to the school the verdict of the Orenthal James Simpson trial. That's right. OJ was big news when I was a lad. And it was big enough news that it was decided that the public schools had to stop and pause to take note. To take note of the history that was being made. I sometimes I forget about this little detail, but then I remember we spent half a day of school inside of a cafeteria to then watch and then witness our teachers celebrate the acquittal of an obvious psycho murderer named O.J. Simpson, and he did it. He did it, and everybody knew it. By the way, O.J. Simpson's lawyer was his friend Robert Kardashian. Robert Kardashian had four children with his wife, Kris Kardashian. Those children were Kourtney Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Rob Kardashian. They all appear in their reality TV series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's just all so connected, ladies and gentlemen. OJ Simpson murdered his wife. He did it. And there's an overwhelming amount of evidence that he did it. And then he tried to flee justice. Remember the Bronco, the white Bronco chase? He's driving his white Bronco at what, 10 or 20 miles an hour? He's got cash, a fake identity, a passport. I think he even had a gun. Where are you going to go, OJ? Where are you going to go? And why are you running? What is your plan? Why do you have these items? That alone is suspect. We live in a country where since the 90s, it's been about sticking it to Whitey. We don't care that O.J. Simpson killed a woman because she's a white woman and he's a black man. Kris Kardashian, by the way, after Robert Kardashian died, married Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner's now in the mix here. Bruce Jenner claims to be transgender. Bruce Jenner was an Olympic athlete. And now he walks around pretending to be a woman. It's one big cabal. Now Bruce Jenner is involved. He's in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He's like the stepfather to Kim and Khloe Kardashian, except he wants to look like them. Imagine if your stepdad started wearing your dresses. What a sick, sick family. What a sick world. And we are told that we live in a country that has freedom and justice for all. We are told that we are the land of the brave and the home of the free. Or is it land of the free and home of the brave? This is a country that now has Donald J. Trump on criminal trial. Prepare to be surprised, says Politico. Trump's former attorney on the hush money trial, how he's preparing for life as the key witness and who he expects Trump will choose as a 2024 running mate. This is Michael Cohen. He was the former attorney for President Trump. Maybe the only person standing between Trump and jail. Trump's defense is simple. You can't trust Cohen. Well, see, I actually agree with that. You can't trust anyone named Cohen. But I have my own personal reasons for that. Maybe some of you share those reasons. I wouldn't trust a Cohen. Just like, it's not, I don't mistrust Ben Shapiro because of Ben Shapiro's personal lies. I don't trust anybody named Shapiro.